cholesterol clogs the arteries and causes heart disease, right? Well, according to Dr. Kilmer McCulley, high cholesterol may be a symptom of heart disease rather than a cause. His research shows that the real culprit may be high concentrations of an amino acid found in the blood called homocysteine, and that homocysteine levels can be controlled by increasing the intake of certain vitamins. Dr. McCulley proposed this theory in 1968. By the end of the 70s, his theory had become so unpopular that he lost his funding and his teaching position. But in the past few years, several other studies have also found connections between high homocysteine levels and heart disease. So now Dr. McCulley's research is being taken much more seriously. He has a new book explaining his research called The Heart Revolution. I asked him to describe his theory.
Homocysteine is an amino acid that can build up to abnormally high concentrations in the blood. That is, too much, the level becomes too high. And when this happens, the amino acid damages the cells and tissues of the arteries, causing plaques. The reason for this buildup is that homocysteine is normally controlled by three important B vitamins, vitamin B6, folic acid, and vitamin B12. When these vitamins are either deficient in the diet or not absorbed normally, then homocysteine levels can build up and damage the arteries, causing plaques.
Now, what exactly does homocysteine do in the arteries? How does it wreak the damage?
Homocysteine affects the cells by damaging the cells and injuring the cells. And then in response to this, there is a healing process where the cells multiply and form a sort of a scarred area, which we call a plaque. And during this process, cholesterol and lipoproteins are also deposited, particularly over a long period of time. So homocysteine causes the underlying plaque, which then becomes an area where the cholesterol and fats are deposited.
Now, what is homocysteine supposed to do for us that's good in our bodies?
You can't live without homocysteine. It's an absolutely essential part of the body. It's required for normal growth. It's required for function of the brain. It's required in many different areas. It also is important in the normal control of growth of cells, and when they become abnormal, as in cancer, there's an abnormality of homocysteine. There are many, many examples of how homocysteine is involved in the normal processes of the body.
The theory that most scientists have subscribed to is the cholesterol theory of arteriosclerosis, that if you eat a lot of foods high in cholesterol, they will end up causing plaque in your arteries, which will lead to heart disease. You say that high cholesterol is more of a symptom, not a cause of heart disease. What's your take on cholesterol?
My take is that the cholesterol in the blood is a part of the so-called low-density lipoprotein particle. And we've discovered that this particle carries homocysteine. So when you have a high level of low-density lipoprotein and cholesterol in the body, there's more carrier there, and it carries more homocysteine to the walls of the artery where the damage is done.
So the cholesterol isn't causing the homocysteine, it's just carrying it.
That's correct. And for many years, it's been assumed that the cholesterol in the diet and the fats in the diet are the cause of the elevated cholesterol in the blood. But this has never really been proven thoroughly. As a matter of fact, high doses of homocysteine, for example, in animals can cause the cholesterol levels to become very high.
My guest is Dr. Kilmer McCulley, and he's the doctor who has proposed the theory that high levels of the amino acid homocysteine in the blood are responsible for arteriosclerosis. His new book is called The Heart Revolution. Now, you say that the B vitamins control the level of homocysteine in the body. The less you have of B vitamins, the higher the level of homocysteine and the more prone you will be to arteriosclerosis. Does that mean that you think everybody should be eating more foods with vitamin B in it?
Yes, that means that the diet should be improved so that people should be eating foods that are naturally abundant in these important vitamins. These vitamins are widely distributed in fresh foods, but when foods are processed and packaged, these sensitive vitamins are lost in large part. So that I think the most important way to prevent arteriosclerosis is to eat the fresh, nutritious foods that contain high levels of these B vitamins.
What are the foods that are high in the B vitamins?
Oh, for example, bananas are loaded with vitamin B6. Legumes like navy beans, for example, or lentils have a lot of folic acid and vitamin B6. Citrus fruits have a lot of folic acid. The classic food for folic acid are leafy green vegetables and salads. These are very good sources of folic acid. Vitamin B6 is also widely distributed in animal foods as well. For example, fish is very high in vitamin B6. Another example is liver, or any fresh meats are high in vitamin B6. But when meats are processed or canned, up to 50% or even more of vitamin B6 is lost during the processing methods.
Dr. Kilmer McCulley is the author of The Heart Revolution. We'll talk more about his research in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with Dr. Kilmer McCulley. About 30 years ago, he came up with a theory that certain forms of heart disease are caused by high levels of homocysteine, an amino acid found in the blood. Dr. McCulley's homocysteine theory was very unpopular among medical researchers until recently. In the past few years, several studies have also found connections between homocysteine levels and heart disease. Now, you first developed your theory about homocysteine as a cause of heart disease through studies that you were doing in 1969. You were researching children who had a rare disease. What was the disease, and why were you examining these children?
The disease is called homocystinuria. In this disease, the amino acid homocysteine is present in the urine. I became interested in this disease because we had a case that had been described in the early 30s of a child who developed a stroke. And I discovered that this child had homocystinuria. An analysis of this case, an analysis of a second case with a different form of homocystinuria, led to the discovery that no matter what the cause of elevated homocysteine, the arteries become damaged and arteriosclerotic plaques result. This was the genesis of the theory in 1968 and 69.
So you were finding young children who had hardening of the arteries the way you'd expect to find them in older people, and you thought that the cause of that was the homocysteine.
That's correct. So then we went on to experiment with animals and cells and biochemical preparations, and we were able to reproduce this disease in rabbits by injecting homocysteine into rabbits.
What reaction did you get in the medical and scientific worlds when you introduced this theory?
The very early reaction, within a year or so of my first paper in 1969, was that of interest among people in the scientific world who were familiar with this area. However, I think it's fair to say that the vast majority of the medical profession ignored the theory or felt that it perhaps applied to these rare hereditary diseases, but really had nothing to do with the disease in the population.
So you were, people viewed you with interest or they ignored you. After a while, they got kind of irritated with you.
Well, I think the problem was that I persisted. I kept publishing papers. When I did experiments in the laboratory, they all worked. Everything worked out, and I kept publishing papers and paper after paper showing that under different conditions, high levels of homocysteine cause arteriosclerosis, and I called attention to the vitamin connection, and I explained many of the features of arteriosclerosis in the general population with these observations in experimental models. And the reaction was extraordinary. About the mid-70s, around 1975 or 1976, I was denounced by some of the leaders in the cholesterol and lipid field. They felt that I was told that anyone who suggests that a vitamin deficiency has something to do with arteriosclerosis may be guilty of malpractice. And I was publicly denounced by this. And eventually what happened is that my chairman of my department retired and I was out of a job. I was forced out of Harvard and Mass General Hospital because the conventional wisdom couldn't make room for this new approach.
Do you think that your theory is gaining more acceptance?
Yes, very fortunately, within the last 5 to 10 years, a number of large-scale human studies have been published from clinics and laboratories throughout the world. These studies have shown that elevated homocysteine levels are a very potent independent risk factor for vascular disease of various types, including coronary heart disease, stroke and cerebrovascular disease, and also peripheral vascular disease. In addition, epidemiological studies have shown that elevation of homocysteine is common in the elderly population and that it leads to narrowing of the arteries and the complications of vascular disease. And finally, just this past year, a massive study was published by the Nurses' Health Study showing that among 80,000 nurses who were studied for a 14-year period, those who consumed low amounts of folic acid and vitamin B6, which control homocysteine, had an increased death rate from coronary heart disease, directly proving the underlying theory.
So what do you think your status is now in the medical world?
Well, I'm very gratified that that all of these human studies on large scale worldwide have begun to really offer firm proof for the validity of this homocysteine approach. So I'm very gratified, and it's extremely satisfying to me because when I was a young person, this is what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted to investigate the cause of diseases using my background in chemistry and biochemistry, and this is what's happened. So it's very fulfilling and a gratifying experience.
Well, Dr. McCulley, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure.
Dr. Kilmer McCulley writes about his research into homocysteine and heart disease in his new book, The Heart Revolution. This is Fresh Air.